So here we are, the second Sunday into the season of Lent, the period of time in the church year where we are invited and encouraged to step out of our usual routines, moving outside of our comfort zones, and living into a time of personal reflection on our relationship with God. Easy, right? Well, for some of us, and only usually a few of us, this is a time of comfort and ease. But for most of us, it's a challenge. You want me to step out, be courageous, uncomfortable, and even vulnerable so that God and I can have a stronger and healthier connection? By now, I imagine you have begun your Lenten journey with some new choices and new challenges. It's more than giving up chocolate, although for some of us, that's really hard. Many of the European churches have engaged in a campaign this year called Living into Lent, Creating a Climate of Change. Both congregations and parishioners are invited to participate in ways that force us, and yes, they use the word, force us to be courageous. Their suggestions and encouragement are to choose one of these. Become a vegetarian during Lent. Give up meat. Ride your bike. Take a bus instead of driving your car. Give up all plastics, single-use plastics. Buy only locally produced food, which I think Richmondites are pretty good at. And only buy secondhand, thrift shop shopping. Living into Lent so that our days and our ways are simplified, clearing the clutter physically, helping climate change in little ways, and creating space for God. Last Sunday, we shared moderator Richard Bott's Lenten message. If you missed it, it's on our website. Reverend Richard challenges us to meet with one another this Lenten season, not to ask, "How are you?" but to ask each other, "How is it with your soul today? How is it with your soul today?" He challenges us to sit down with each other, have a faith conversation, and check in about each other's souls. This week, I was honored to do just that. A pastoral visit with someone in our community included watching the moderator's video and having a conversation about our souls. We shared in courageous and somewhat vulnerable dialogue. In today's scripture, the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is very focused on healing. He seems determined to keep on healing no matter what others are thinking or doing, no matter where he is or what day it is. He offers healing in the synagogues and on the Sabbath, and he does all of this knowing that not everyone is happy. There is opposition. There is annoyance and criticism, but Jesus continues. His daily ministry is so important to him, even knowing what is coming in the days ahead. His courage and determination shine through, yet there is a level of vulnerability. In our lives, we have two paths of courage and vulnerability. The first path is the experience where we find ourselves living in the moment and suddenly helping someone. I think of first aiders showing up on an accident scene, witnessing a fight, helping someone who has fallen. Courage in the moment. The second path is the prepared path, preparing reluctantly or in the spirit of procrastination because something big is about to happen. I think of families preparing for a funeral or individuals preparing to have surgery. Preparing for something big to happen where you know what it will be and you know you will experience vulnerability. The second path is the path that Jesus is on in this part of the story. He is continuing to do what he always has done. His ministry is important and must continue all the way to Jerusalem. And he knows what is ahead. He knows he will die. We have all had a lifetime of facing fears, tackling challenges, and laying down our burdens. But have you checked in with your soul lately? Jesus' compassion for everyone is an amazing sign. He had enemies, nowadays probably called bullies. He had followers. And if you think of our politicians today, they have social media followers. His journey, Jesus' journey, was watched by all. He was courageous in the prepared way. On Friday, this past Friday, we all witnessed the story of the horrific attacks on the Muslim churches in New Zealand. We can never prepare for violence to happen or for our response. We also can't shut down the vulnerability, sadness, and fright that we feel. What we can do is lean into the gifts of courage and strength that God gives us all. We can share our compassion, and like Jesus, we can journey onward, even knowing what is to come. Amen.